Alan Denny has been taking photographs of Hackney street life for 35 years. He had his very first exhibition at Chatz Palace in Clapton in late 2009. But Eel caught up with him at his Stoke Newington home to discuss his life and work.
I'd grown up with a camera and I'd always liked photographs. I just thought it was fascinating to look at photographs and read them and, you know, try and understand the stories of the people that were in them. I moved here in 1974. I had the time of my life, you know, I was in my early 20s, and coming up here was, you know, very different. It was vibrant, lots of different communities. It was exotic, I suppose, from where I came from. There were a lot of Irish people, quite a lot of Greek Cypriots, a few Turkish Cypriots, and quite a lot of Jewish people as well in the early 70s, but those communities, I suppose, have moved on, really. Well, no, the Jamaicans are still here. There were quite a lot of, sort of, I suppose, radical texts around describing ways of photographing from the left point of view, and I sort of plugged into that. I suppose I was using the photographs to demonstrate, if you like, that capitalism couldn't provide the conditions for a fully human life. I mean, the conditions were not that different from now, really. 2 million unemployed at the end of the 70s. The state seemed to be against progressive forces and young people. I was aware that I was taking photographs that might have appeared banal and mundane at the time. I suppose that's a striking thing about Hackney, really. You know, it's the continuities that are greater than the changes, I think. You know, Hackney's still a place where you're more likely to be unemployed, your health's going to be worse than everybody else's, you're going to live less long. Those are things that have always been here. You know, a lot of these streets around here were full of empty houses, tinned up houses, and most of the others were multi-occupied, privately rented places. That's all changed, you know, with the incoming middle classes in the 80s, you know, they've rescued those buildings. But for the majority of people that live here, I think, you know, life's more or less as it's always been. I work as a mental health social worker, and I tend to see people whose sense of community has disappeared. They haven't got a sense of place. Knowing where you live and knowing that in depth, I think, is an important thing to help be human, if you like. As Thatcherism developed, there didn't seem to be anywhere to go in terms of resistance or fighting back against the system. Photography for me became, you know, something that I did. It was a sort of fairly private thing. I did want them to be seen, but I couldn't work out how to do it. I suppose that's perhaps one reason why things petered off, you know, in terms of my street photography. My family came along and I had a decade or two photographing kids. I got this first little digital camera about 4 years ago, I think. I started taking it out on the street with me, you know, in my pocket. The anti-war demonstrations started happening again. I've always enjoyed photographing demonstrations. I've been slowly scanning, digitizing all my negatives and slides, putting them on Flickr, and that's how the exhibition happened. A photographer spoke to Peter Young, who runs Photo Chats. It's the photographic workshop there. And he contacted me and invited me to put up these 50 or so prints. So I thought, great, why not? I've had people say, oh, I was on that demonstration, or I know that kid in that picture. There was one in particular, a young woman, said that she'd grown up in the flats on Dalston Lane, and there was a sign there that said something like Road Safety Matters. She remembered the sign, but she couldn't remember what it had said. And, you know, seeing the photograph helped her reclaim that memory. I'm just happy that people like to see them or can see some use for them.
A selection of Alan's photographs can be seen at www.flickr.com/photos/AlanDenny.